Holy shit, Evan, turn out the fucking 3DS. Wait a minute, guys.
Sounds like you're dying.
Guys, I am the one who knocks.
You're not.
Do your roll call.
I'm leaving. No.
No. All right, guys, after doing this show for our, like...
Was that your bit?
For how many episodes? I don't know how we can just make a joke and then cue the roll call. Unless, you know, this is technically the joke and we just randomly sped up cue the roll call. So, well, technically I already said cue the roll call, so cue the roll call.
That wasn't a good joke.
Cue the roll call.
I don't think we can use that because of this fucker.
Yeah, dude, like, at least turn it down.
Raven.
Too little, too late.
Sleep mode.
Okay, actually, cue the roll call now.
We're live!
Zenkai Gan!
Broadcast. Loading. Connect.
Watching all the anime. Redcaster. Show Raven.
Equipment Wielder. Bluecaster. Ishida's Azeel.
Loyal and Lab. Pinkcaster. Lightred.
Explorer from the Unknown. Yellowcaster. Autogar.
Trauma Inducer. Northcaster. Saga.
Broadcasting loud and opinionated perspectives across the internet.
Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
On air!
Welcome everyone to another episode of Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
I'm back.
So sorry. The full 5-man
team.
I'm sorry.
I had food poisoning. That's why I couldn't be in last week. I'm sorry.
I had responsibilities. That's why I wasn't in.
I had responsibility poisoning.
Before we start the episode, just an announcement to us viewers that if
that
you're going to...
That you're inhaling something?
No, it's just my nose is clogged up right now. Just, if you're going to Con Bravo 2016, well, congratulations, our panel got approved!
Oh yeah, I forgot to mention. So yes, both the actual Sentai, Radio Sentai Cast Ranger panel and an actual Super Sentai panel that Yellowcaster is hosting... will be happening at Con Bravo 2016 in Hamilton, Ontario. If you're in the area, I strongly recommend you attend. It is always a great time. We've been going there every year since 2010, I believe.
2012 for me.
And the con is growing at an exponential rate. I'm good friends with many of the staff there, and they are all wonderful people.
Let's just hope that they
so
don't
go
expand
there.
As big.
Go there. Don't worry about our panel. We'll be fine.
We'll be fine as long as they don't schedule us at the same time as D20 Live again.
In which you actually emailed the guy.
Yeah, I made a specific request for that.
Oh, shit. I should actually say that as well.
Yeah, maybe. They'll stick you there.
Gar, I'm totally bringing my Burger Morpher to your panel, because and then I will be either be loved or hated.
Or both.
No. Chances are we'll probably just talk about Go Busters for an hour.
Go Busters is down.
No, in which I'm just gonna have a poster like for the panel that says Go Busters is great. Moving on. Just like if somebody mentions Go Busters, I'm gonna lose my shit.
Oh, you don't want to talk
just,
about
Go Busters. I don't want to talk about Go Busters because that's all we ever talk about.
Yes, Lane. So did you like that part in Go Busters? Out.
No,
this house.
No, make a joke, basically. Like, I try to get out of my chair and sell holes before that.
Just, like, whatever, like, the sound effect that cues the Hisatsu attack in the Cast Ranger game plays.
No, I'll just be sitting there. Yes, Lane, you have a question? It's morphin' time!
Can I tell you guys what time it is?
It's time for Buster!
It's adventure time.
Good save. So yeah, come check it out. Con Bravo includes guests such as Brennelfloss, Takahata 101,
Nankara,
Pinkcaster,
Animat from Animation Look Back,
Temmie, one of the artists from Undertale,
Death Battle,
and Kraven Breaken,
Pinkcaster,
Chris Sabbath,
Pinkcaster,
Sabbath.
Wait, Chris Sabbath's going this year?
Yeah.
The voice actor of Vegeta from
Animations
here.
I've hung out with him before.
So did I.
So, which I might just ask him. So, whenever we get Dragon Ball Super.
That's when he's going to punch you.
Yeah.
I'll hold you.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting
you hold him and I'll punch.
I'm waiting for the dub of Super and then I'll watch it. Just like, just like when I'm waiting for the dub of Try.
Which got announced, actually.
Woo! Fuck you, Gar!
It's gonna suck!
Yeah, just watch it.
It's never gonna be dubbed, Lane. It's still gonna suck.
Yeah, it's still gonna suck. It's not gonna be the original cast.
It's, no, just the fact, just Try sucks. That's all. It has nothing to do with the voice cast.
Anyway.
And I'm a hardcore Digimon fan!
We'll talk more about Con Bravo when we get closer.
Hey, Gar.
Yes. Yeah. And I have the perfect thing for us to watch there. I'll tell you later.
Hey, Gar. Boo.
Boobs?
Yes.
Boobs?
Yes.
Ghosts?
Ghost?
Ghost, boy!
Ghost!
Anthony, instead of putting in the end of the ghost theme, just put in the Go-Busters theme.
Oh,
I mean Ghost... Ghostbusters.
The Ghostbusters theme.
I meant Ghostbusters.
Do
the one by Fallout Boy!
No!
Don't do that. We'll get sued.
Busters,
we can be Ghostbusters! Ghostbusters! Just for love and
so just when you think Go-Busters can't get worse...
Lane sings it.
Let's get Fallout Boy to do a revamped version of the classic theme.
Well, since, you know, they fucking made a mark with Immortals from Big Hero 6, yeah.
Okay.
They're kind of popular.
Anyways.
Ghost 36.
Is it episode 36?
So, this week we're talking about Ghost episode 36, because there's no actual Zuoger episode this week. But we have some other topics that we'll fill in as we go.
I was sad I wasn't here to talk about last week's episode.
Well, too bad!
Well,
you have me,
Dreamcast.
Okay, well, really quickly, Ghost 35 was kind of silly, except for when Mugen was on screen, because he was fucking awesome. I didn't like, though, that Takaru freaking morphed into Mugen like 3 times.
They're selling the new form.
No, I know they are, but just it was silly. That CGI house was fucking stupid.
You're not allowed to call shit stupid.
And then there's this joke I wanted to make where like Adele was talking to the Gone Misers, and the Gone Misers were like, "Oh, Ghost is a huge threat now. I suggest we eliminate him." And then I was just gonna make a joke where Adele's just like, "Don't you think I know that? What am I paying you all for?" Just all of them simultaneously. You're not paying us. Shut up.
I want to say something, not about the last week, because I'm just not going to be able to talk about it for a while. Back to Zuoger for a second. Sal talks about Zuoger.
Because he knows it!
Anyway, no. Just quickly, I'm liking the world. He's cool. I liked how he was put together. Something I did not realize, and I just made a joke about it, is that all 3 of the world's animals are Ninja Turtle villains. You got the Rhino, Rocksteady, you got the Crocodile, Leatherhead, you got the Wolf, Razar.
Wow. Oh, you just blew Gar's mind.
Right?
and who will defeat him? Zuo Turtle!
Right?
You just blew
the other thing I wanted to say, and I probably should have brought this up when we first saw his super form in like the scans.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm not the biggest fan of how they decided to go with it.
You mean
with
the
fact
that
he's got the shoulders
the
and...
The Daikaio, yeah.
Yeah, because, okay, here's the thing. You look at every other one, they're, okay, for lack of a better term, anatomically correct.
Gar's got a pull noodle.
The claws are where the claws should be. The elephant feet are on the feet. The wings are under the arms. Wouldn't it have been kind of cooler if, like, he had wolf claws, a rhino horn on his head to use, and, like, a big-ass crocodile tail? Like,
yeah, actually, you know what? I absolutely agree with you.
You know, people would say, "Well, wouldn't the tail look kind of stupid?" Well, here's the thing: Sarah's got a fin.
Does it look any less stupid on his arm being
floppy? But then people would ask, "Oh, then why wouldn't Tusk get like you know
a trunk?
A trunk?
He's got the feet
because his power was the feet, not a trunk."
Daniel, it would look like a dick from where it would be coming.
That's
from.
Also
true.
That. But then again, the fucking crocodile tail on his hand looks like a floppy dick.
See?
Let the record show that Gar is waggling a green pool noodle at me.
He's waggling the Hulk's penis.
That's what we call it here in the studio.
I'm glad I bought it.
You bought the Hulk's dick?
Yep.
Usually you have to pay by the hour.
Who says I'm not? So that's my whole thing on the world. I like them. I just, that one little design just seems odd to me. That's all.
You know what? Yes, I agree. I do not like his Daikaiho release.
In terms of my opinion on last week's Jojo episode, I thought it was absolutely fantastic. Probably the best one they've done so far.
Oh yeah, the episode.
There's
great.
Nothing wrong with it as far as I saw. Just that one shot of just Zoo Eagle looking over and just seeing Zoo of the World walking towards all of them.
Yeah,
I thought that was just fan-fucking-tastic.
Again,
the fight with them was awesome.
When it hit me, I just was like, oh, hey, he's got Rhino. Because I had just seen the new Ninja Turtles movie, right?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, hey, he's like Rhino, like Rocksteady. And he's a crocodile, like Leatherhead, and he's a wolf. Like, and I was like, what the hell?
Fuck!
No, just cue that scream from that guy from fucking Galaxy Quest, just when he comes out of Silvers.
Actually, wouldn't that have been the greatest thing ever? Sorry, I'm still talking about Georgia here. But when he fucking made the world and he turned him into that, right? You will call me master. Mama? Baby! He's a baby!
If all the humans they used were babies.
No, because they made a new body, right? Yeah, something is a new person.
What did you expect? Oh. Highly intelligent?
What were you expecting? They'd come out quoting
Macbeth. Shakespeare?
Quoting Macbeth?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Anyways, we have two more episodes that I'm predicting until Zoo of the World becomes
was
a new
guy. Was
there a reason
there was no Zoo of the World episode?
Golf.
Oh, it's golf?
It's always golf.
It's always golf.
Okay, so now...
Sorry I went on that.
So anyways. Now, actually, back to ghosts. That's so right. Now, Anthony, actually play the ghost theme.
Okay, Wind God Miser, fucking awesome looking. The best one we've
that
seen
one
so
looks
far.
Cool.
It is pretty awesome.
Love the giant yellow eye.
It looks like a World of Warcraft raid boss.
Oh, quiet you!
No more talking about the Warcraft movie!
I saw that too.
And for once, everyone immediately going to Final Form is perfectly justified.
Except for Necrom,
who doesn't
have anything. And Sanzo just decided, you're too much of a bitch, you don't deserve to use me.
Yeah, and anyone who follows my tweets know I posted something after watching it. The one thing I hate the most about this show is that the power sources that everyone uses can just decide on their own. No, you don't get to wear my jacket, fucking snobs.
Freaking street gang.
Yeah, right?
You wanna be in my gang.
What I was... What the fuck's that from?
Spice World.
Oh my god. Oh god.
How? How do you possibly remember that?
My gang!
God,
yet you haven't seen Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's almost,
I know, right?
That's almost a 20-year-old movie. Jesus. Sorry, anyway.
I was just sitting here like, what Spice World?
So, the reason I made that reference is because this episode features a girl band! See how I did that?
And judging quickly, no. Ow! Also, this was sort of, this was a very...
Start again, Lane.
Also, this was a very Sanzo-focused episode, which I was very happy about because we haven't seen Sanzo since, like,
Since Necrom pulled up,
like yeah, like 20 or so episodes we've
since
not
Necrom
seen Sanzo.
Fucking flying Nimbus the fuck out.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
That's because it's ugly.
No, fuck you, Sanzo's awesome. Yeah, I've decided that like my top three favorite like forms are for Tokon Boost, Goemon, Spectre, Necrom Spectre, and then Necrom Sanzo Dimashi.
Do you know what my three favorite forms are? What? Rocksteady, Leatherhead, and Rock.
Hashtag Zoo of the World.
Hey, you wanna know what my favorite
so here's the,
are?
Okay, no. So here's the thing. I know, like, band names these days are always fucking stupid, but why are they Harpy 4, and why is there a plus sign in the middle of it?
Harpy plus 4.
No, it's they actually pronounced it Harpy 4.
Also, like...
It's spelled with the plus, but they didn't
say
it.
Also, the plus signs in between the P
well, okay,
and the
no,
Y.
No, wait. Now, I may be wrong here, but in Japanese, don't you like... Okay, because... Hunter cross Hunter, that's actually just pronounced Hunter in Japanese.
Yeah.
So don't they actually, it's just a Japanese, they don't pronounce those things?
Yeah.
It's just there?
You are correct, sir.
So maybe that's what it is.
I mean,
Harpy,
that's, I mean.
So I'm assuming Harpy's the main girl.
No, no, they all have names. Harpy's
no,
just the name of the group.
No, but I mean, wait, how many are there?
There's four of them.
Oh, there are four.
Yeah.
No, you're right, that's stupid.
Yeah.
I thought there were five.
Okay, quickly, just it's cool that Koyami's actor like came back for her, but I did not care for her in the slightest, like, this entire time.
Well, I mean, if you think about the situation she's in, it's obvious to see why she's distressed. She's hearing the thoughts of her friends who hate her and a man who wants to murder her.
No, I don't... Yeah, I feel bad for her for that, but other than that, she's just... No.
I'm sorry. I'm freaking the fuck out because I hear everything.
And Takaru was trying to help, I'm air-quoting here, he wasn't doing much. Like, he didn't chime in when he was trying to, like, make her, you know, oh, why do you guys hate me? Or, oh, I'm hearing your thoughts. Like, no, he didn't chime in or anything.
He just, like nods and fucks off.
Yeah, and I'm like, way to go, Takaru.
Takaru, you are bad at everything you do.
Remember, he's an 18-year-old dead kid.
I mean, you're right.
You got a point.
He's not exactly... Doesn't seem like he has experience with women.
He also did something ghost-like this episode. He walked through a wall!
Akari doesn't count.
Wait.
Who doesn't count because not real character?
Wait, sorry, I'm going back to that. That's how it's spelled. Harp plus Y4. Right?
Yes.
Well, okay, so what I said, it's not actually pronounced, so... like.
No, it's pronounced Harpy 4.
I'm assuming that's just how it looked cool.
It looks clever. Anyways. Quickly, that Akari Steve Pill ship...
Oh my god, why?
It's like, it's sort of there, and
it's
honestly,
just fucking
I'm
hanging
I'm
with
so,
him.
I'm so sorry, did I turn your phone off? Yeah, sorry.
Oh,
it's
fuck.
Okay. It's okay.
I ship these two so much. It's adorable. Akari and Steve Bills.
Oh, yeah.
It was kind of there.
It is completely one-sided, if at all. You know he's still actually evil, right?
Sort of.
He's putting a face on for her.
Has that ever stopped any woman?
I mean, but she doesn't know that.
Yeah, you
got it. Why does Akari feel the need to dress up like a woman from the 50s for a fucking pop idol audition?
Because that's her idea of what it means to dress up.
Why does being a scientist equal dress like a subservient housewife?
But can we
why
just
does it
say
also equal she can't sing?
Can we just say, though,
that those two are mutually exclusive.
Can we just say, though, that Onari's costume was...
Oh my god, Onari was the highlight of the episode!
Oh,
Lupin the
hell.
Third that shit!
Like,
no, just...
Wow.
I just love that line where he's... Like,
okay,
he's,
no, Raven's giving me a very...
No.
Large no.
Fuck. That's not what that was. It was fucking Nabe Shin.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even I recognize that.
Yeah.
It's just like, oh, okay.
It's another anime.
Oh.
But I just
that
love
was the director of Excel Saga.
Yeah. Oh yeah. 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 That's
who
right.
Who puts himself in everything he works on.
See,
so I was right.
I'm sorry. I just thought he looked like Afro Man from Sergeant Frog.
Yeah. But no, I just love every line he had while he was in that disguise. Just like that line where he's like, "They've marked you." He's just like, "Mark still." I just loved everything he said in that disguise.
I'm sorry, can we just talk about Igor being invisible at that concert?
And because Igor is master level creeper.
And he's still sitting in a chair even though he's invisible.
It's a ghost
chair! What does one have to do with the other?
No,
you can still get tired when you're invisible.
He's invisible, not intangible.
Right? No.
It's just different.
No, it's just awkward that he can just, like, be standing there. Like, he could just easily be standing there, being transparent.
His fucking feet hurt!
Yeah. He's got them big evil boots.
Can we also talk about how Koyumi's in this?
That we already did.
We already did, and I don't care.
And she
Nobody
was not great.
Cares.
But I care because I'm the only one that actually enjoyed Wizard.
No, what really just was the most awkward moment ever was just, like, she goes back to her friends or whatever like that to, like, and then they all, like, have, like, their thoughts in her, like, oh, was she on a date? Like, she ditched rehearsal to be on a date, and then she just, like, freaks out. Why do you hate me so much? And I'm just like sitting there, like, whoa, awkward as fuck. Like, if you thought your friends like thought you were weird and hate you, then they fucking do now.
So
like us with you.
So yeah, the other half of this episode was the trial underwent by Alan, given by Sanzo,
the Journey of the West Coast,
which was, I have to say, such an homage to like those fucking classic kung fu movies.
Yeah.
Just the part where,
sound
like,
effects.
He's grabbing the takoyaki, and he grabs it, and then, like, the one of them just grabs it with his hand, pulls it back, and I'm just like, this is from, like, a 70s kung fu movie, and I fucking love it.
I felt like I was watching something starring Jackie Chan.
Which I think was the point.
Yeah.
Again, it was a whole thing, like, you know, like, the whole Journey to the West thing, you know, which the Sanzo thing basically was. The Journey to India and all that. Where it was cool just to see, like, how they embraced it a little, and Okay, this is gonna sound weird, but and maybe this, I hope this was intentional. It looked like the masks that the like the animal masks they were wearing. What were they? A monkey, a pig, and
pig
a
pig and a kappa.
And a, was it a kappa?
It was a kappa. So. It had the dish on its head.
I was gonna say, like, especially the monkey and the pig, though, because the kappa is a Japanese thing.
Yeah.
Monkey and the pig. The way their masks were designed, it looked very Indian, mm-hmm. like Indian art, like sculpturing.
Yeah.
To me, at least.
I like that the pig had like a bit of a pot belly, and then they actually went like like. Just Alan's obsession
Hold on. Well, Gar, I wasn't really expecting them to actually go hire a pig man. those are pretty rare these days.
Then we have Bebop.
Like other than Whoa. If we just Alan's obsession for takoyaki is adorable because he's just so hungry. He just sees that one single box of takoyaki. He's like, takoyaki. I'm just like. You're too obsessed with this one food!
Which is
great. Like, it's all you ever eat!
And it's actually hilarious that this week we also watched the Alan episode, because we kind of get an origin of
that. Oh, we'll go again to that later,
yeah.
but entire Sanzo trial port, like, it's not even done yet, it was fantastic. I enjoyed it the entire time. Like, it was so fun.
One thing I noticed that a lot of people may have not is there's this one shot where Alan, like, wakes up in the middle of the trial, and, like, as he's lifting his hair is, like, spiked way the fuck up. And then in the next shot from a different angle, it's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's like, cut.
Gotta fix the do.
That's what they do.
Over here.
You know, I'm sorry. It's never gonna be better. Like, you know, a hero having to fight, like, you know, in a dream world of like, weird makings. It's never gonna get any better than in Dino Thunder when Tommy had to fight the Past Rangers.
Oh, fuck yeah.
That was awesome.
That sort of reminded me of
why wasn't there the other Rangers?
Yeah. So we got some nice shots of other lower forms fighting. Like, we see Spectre use Nobunaga, we see Ghost use Tokan and Ryoma, and Spectre also uses Tutankhamun. One thing I thought was interesting was while he was Nobunaga, he was using the rod in, like, hand mode, and then he, like, scans it, and I'm like, oh my god, is he gonna do Omega Smash? But then it's automatically, like, in the rifle mode as he, like, pulls it back down. And no, I'm like, damn it!
I'm sorry, can we just talk about that drop kick that Makoto did while he was transforming?
Oh, yeah! The best fucking henshin that Spectre has done thus far.
Excuse me a second, I'm just gonna... Boom!
It was pretty awesome.
No, but I loved that the chime was perfectly timed with the kick. It just went like, ready, go, kakugo, doki doki gusto! And just fucking kicked the dude just as
it looked like he was just kicking a soccer ball into the net.
It's always cool when they do stuff like that.
Yeah.
No, that transformation is the best one Spectre has had yet. Second to, for me, for the Spectre Necrom. Because Necrom Spectre. Because that was still fucking...
And I leave you boot to the head.
Boot to the head?
Boot to the head.
So...
Is that it for Ghost?
So Akari gets picked because it's part of an investigation, even though she was fucking terrible.
You can just see Steve Bills' face like, oh,
he's
my
just
God,
like,
what have I done?
And then, like, the actual
whisper,
like, teacher.
Oh, fuck, really?
Quick, Sal, play that clip again. What the fuck?
No, sorry. For that one, I would go, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Promise, I won't ever do drugs again, Dad. That's that one. That's John.
Once. Oh boy.
None of you have ever done drugs.
Right? That's what I said. Not even once.
Right?
That's a story for another time.
Also, Spectre Doppelganger. That's
Evil Makoto in the uniform.
Adele made that somehow.
That's badass.
Who was talking? They
well, he did have his body in a fucking tube for a while.
Who was having a talk though? Like, some of them were saying, "Wait, what's actually a doppelganger? Isn't that when if you see one, you die?"
Yeah,
yeah.
Which to me was like, okay, I guess that's a cultural thing.
Yeah,
you know?
That's definitely from some sort of
Japanese thing. Because I'm like, dude, what? When that happens over here, when you find your doppelganger, you fucking take a picture.
You become best friends.
Right? I've said too, like, the funny thing is, I've seen my doppelganger. Swear to God. It was on, I saw him on Just for Laughs. He was just one of those, like, no-names who would just...
You gotta find that for us.
Yeah, he looked just like me.
Weird. No, but yeah, Ghost...
You dick, who the hell unplugged my thing?
That was yours.
It was cute.
Tried to unplug me?
It was funny, though, like, seeing Canon notice Makoto. Goes back to the temple, and it's like... Wait, brother, you changed your clothes. I've been here this entire time.
But
what?
That scene,
getting one of these anime situations.
That scene I actually want to talk about. Because Makoto, and the two other guys who work for Onari.
Shibuya and Narita.
Just, you don't really see that character with these two characters.
Well, they were but it showed that they weren't interacting because they just both sipped their teas at this, all sipped their teas at the same time, put it down and just went,
No, it's like having Sandy with Squidward. Those two characters are rarely seen together. Okay.
Man has a point.
Also, let it be put on record, we kind of brushed it under the rug, but I'd like to point out that Raven and Cell are both plugging things in behind Gar.
Yes.
They're plugging into him.
Plug you in. Quite.
And I'm also plugged into myself.
And I'll form the head.
That's it. We got a summer movie trailer.
It's a good episode.
For the movie.
And next week we get Idol Practice and the second half of Alan's journey to the West.
Takaru disappears again in the movie, apparently.
Yeah.
Alan, Baron back again.
You know what? That should have been the name of the episode way back when I was like my last episode before I went to China. Journey to the East.
Alan. Alright, well, that's about it for Ghosts. So, this week, we decided to tackle a couple of side projects for our feature topic.
Yep.
First off, we are discussing episode 1 of The Legend of Heroic Alan.
Heroic Legend of
Basically.
Which I laugh my ass off
at. Alan is best ghost character, enough said.
Which I laugh my ass off at because there's an anime right now called The Heroic Legend of Aslan.
Wait. Aslan the Lion?
No, it's actually made by the same person who did Full Metal Alchemist. So
you're telling So you're telling me we're gonna see a random cow with glasses to make a cameo somewhere in the anime? Wait, same studio or same author?
Author. You just can't write that shit.
So yeah, we're gonna see a cow with glasses somewhere in that anime.
Sure. No, Are you done?
It's basically just Dynasty Warriors the anime.
Oh, good.
With original characters.
Like I was explaining, this Alan...
That's Sengoku Basara?
Like this quote-unquote episode of Alan is basically the type Tokujo episodes.
Yeah, it's origin story.
Well, no, one episode per Blu-ray box set. So, Seth tackling it all at once, we have to wait.
Yep.
Again.
Shit.
I'm actually glad that we're talking about this early because... Not only did this sync up with this week's episode of Ghost because Takoyaki, but this episode pretty much cements my opinion that Alan is best character in this show.
Oh, I'm in full agreement with you. Alan is the best character in Ghost. Jesus Christ.
That's not hard.
We learned so much about him in this one 12-minute thing.
That he didn't get his ass kicked by a teenage girl?
No, that apparently
The bar for best character in this show is set really fucking low.
Yeah.
No, and apparently he showed up on Earth in the 1960s.
50s first.
Sorry, 50s. Which was weird, but okay.
Wasn't the Korean War going on right now?
Very possibly. Maybe that's...
That could explain where all the people were.
So here's the thing. This special gives us just as many questions as they do answers. So it starts with him appearing on the Earth, and he's like, "Oh, so this is the other world." But I don't think they've done enough to explain why he's come here. I mean, how we can just assume because they have the portal technology.
You know what? I'm honestly willing to give that up to curiosity.
Curiosity.
Yeah.
Be honest. If you had the ability to go to another dimension just for the fuck of it, wouldn't you go?
Well,
just to see?
It's called Kamen Rider Decade.
I mean, granted, you know, I would be behind you. What are you doing? It's an unknown world. Is there air? You don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But, so honestly, and you know, he's shown to be a curious guy.
Yeah.
So I can honestly just chalk that up to that, personally.
All right. And when he...
Okay. stated.
Good point. Moving on. The special pulls some artsy crap. The minute he shows up, the world is completely monochrome until this drawing drifts in out of fucking nowhere.
It's the script.
And after getting his face cut the fuck up by magic of flying Sakura petals,
because
color,
I am such a Red Letter Media fan. The second that happened, I just see him looking down, I'm like, is that the script? How do you know that? What is that over there? And I got a good laugh because it was a nice, quiet moment, right?
Is that the script?
It's just like, fucked up, dude. He picks it up. Man, it just colors of the wind happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, is this the giver? Like,
and a little girl shows up. What did she say, Ichi?
It's a painting I made because I paint the treasures of the world.
Little girl, painting in the future, old lady.
Fumi!
Who wants to draw.
It was Fumi!
Little girl.
Also, it's the actor who plays the granddaughter, so that
well,
was not. Well, not yet.
Not immediately, because this was 1950,
scene.
So she was
yeah.
a little girl.
Now.
So he like says some shit about the treasure and poofs and drops his earring somehow, and she's like,
Oh yeah, sure,
this random stranger just talked to me weird, just. Drop this, sure, I'll take it.
I'll treasure it forever.
I love how your impersonation of little girl is basically Ash from that Eagle Raptor animated thing.
I guess you're Thunder Smash!
Thunder Smash!
Use your Necrom Smash!
No, Pikachu!
Pikachu!
No, it's
Venusaur!
Just
I mean, Venusaur.
I will treasure this always. 10 years later, for no reason.
Kamen Rider Necron, 10 years later.
He comes back having somehow lost his uniform and gotten into what I call his first form little...
Like,
his hobo
like
clothes.
First 10
yeah.
episodes.
Yeah.
It's because he wanted to blend in.
With who? There was nobody
no,
there.
No, why would he give a fuck?
Because humans are below him!
Exactly. So because he thought humans are below him, I have to dress like
oh,
them. Cause
that's
all,
bullshit!
Yeah, but guys, we did learn one thing. He's Captain Planet. He hates humans because we're fucking up the planet. Because of
yeah,
wars.
He's like, oh, so much war and discrimination and hate. And I'm
because
just like,
and I'm just like, oh my god, this makes perfect sense. Alan is a radical environmentalist.
Captain Planet!
Protect the environment or I'll fucking kill you!
That's the motivation for the villains this whole time?
Yep.
What's the deal?
Your planet is prettier than ours! Stop fucking it up! That's the show!
That's the joke!
Guys, I get it now. Kamen Rider is made for children.
No!
Whoa! They're sending a huge environmental message!
Except Amazons!
Man, the thing, these guys have girlfriends.
Right?
Well, that's because Amazon's isn't for children.
No, I know. That was a joke.
Yeah, that was the joke.
Hell, they're broadcasting it. They're finally broadcasting Amazon's on TV, and they've, like, censored and edited out a lot of shit.
Well, we're not talking about Amazon's now. We're
okay.
talking about the Alan special.
So here's the funny thing. I just love how Alan is so up his own ass because he's like, oh my god, the humans are so irresponsible. They need us to show them the way. They must receive our holy guidance. And I'm looking at a picture of the Gondoland going, yeah, because you guys made such a fucking great example!
Yeah, but they have no wars. They have no war.
Because they're all in fucking pods! Who will they war with?
Pokemon.
What? Pokegonmon.
Okay, I just realized...
I choose you, Makoto!
I just realized what... What the fuck, all the people from the Gonma world were fucking remind me of, when they're done, if they win this, like, they're gonna look at each other, we did it! We saved the planet! Like that fucking scene from SpongeBob. Where the world's on fire, we did it, we saved it.
Just, can we just please talk about just the playgrounds?
No, we're not there yet.
No, we're not there
so, yet. Jump 50-odd years ahead to 2005,
hey,
while Hibiki's busy fighting Oni.
No, just, I wonder what's going on.
Bunker, let's kill that. So, Alan comes back after spending 50-odd years making preparations somehow, which we get no context on or explanation for. I guess that he spent the time building the Gamba army, I don't know.
There, I spent 5 days building the Gamba army. 5 days?
5 days.
Dude, it's been like 50 years. What?
I actually didn't know how much time was passing.
Yeah.
That would have been interesting,
he
actually.
He is a weird, spoiled little rich boy.
What?
It wouldn't fucking surprise me if he also didn't have a concept of time.
Okay, here's a question that I brought with you while we were watching this.
Actually, no, he did say that when he came back in the 60s, oh, it's been 10 years.
Oh, he did say.
Like, the Gamma are immortal, right?
Yes.
They don't age, right?
No. Or at least very, very noticeably slowly.
So how is their father older than them?
Which
he
leads,
was older when he started the
yeah,
world.
Which leads me back to my theory that at some point they used to be humanoid and then became Ganma for the sake of immortality at their current
and then
age.
They found Fallout Boy's tracks and they thought maybe we can be immortal.
Moving on.
Gotta go away.
So, Alan meets Sayanji and apparently because Sayanji, through the experiments that we see flashbacks of through the show, was able to access Ganma Land. And they become friends, and the show happens.
Also, he killed three people to make icons.
Yeah, we see that Sayanji at the start of...
He didn't kill a guy for Billy the Kid.
That's true. Love that song.
But there was a speech at some point that when they were extracting the icons that they have to like drive someone to an emotional brink, which would destroy them. So maybe that was an exception, maybe they didn't, maybe it wasn't true, and Urasen is full of shit, which I'm totally ready to believe, because I hate Urasen.
I'm sorry, I'm just still questioning that you know all this shit, and somehow you still get laid.
Yes.
Right?
I'm totally ready to believe Urasen is the final boss. I want them to just pull a Bravely Default at this point.
GK!
Coming night of ghost.
Yeah.
Just his physical body starts choking everyone.
Jesus Christ.
What the fuck?
Hey, I was the one that was giggling in Subway about the apocalypse.
Can we get a Urasen, Damashii?
No.
Kagan!
Urasen!
No.
Maybe
for a fucking side special.
It's like, what's that? Takoyaki.
A Urasen icon, I will buy that.
Can I have a bite of that?
I could see them doing a Urasen icon just as like a toy release.
This is my Takoyaki.
So yeah, we get a lot of nice little backstory set up about the friendship/rivalry between Alan and Makoto, which does a perfect job of explaining why they're all chumly in the early stages of the show.
Also, I missed freaking Makoto being a dick. That was like my favorite part of him.
You mean nothing?
Fuck you! He had a lot of character.
You mean
fucking
you mean
asshole?
When he was a monotone little piece of shit.
Yes.
When he was Bakugo.
He was fighting to get his sister back. Hell, at one point, just like. Makoto's like, oh, I have shit to do, and then
he
Alan's
says the exact
like,
same line
twice.
Yeah. The exact same line.
Hey, Alan, get a fucking clue if he keeps telling you the same fucking
thing. But then Alan's holding the icon, the cannon is, and he's like, if you want to see your sister, you gotta work for me.
Break it.
That's not the magic word.
Creepy face. And the joke I made as he's handing the icon back to Makoto is like, I touched your sister.
And I've chimed in afterwards, won't be the last time.
She's 14.
Yeah, right?
Alan doesn't know that. He has no concept of statutory.
Well, Alan and Makoto kind of were children when they ended up in the Ganma world.
That's like Roman Polanski.
Roman Polanski's house.
You didn't say something about a certain scene in the next thing we're talking about.
So then they got
sure.
Then they got Javert showed up.
And I'm Javert.
So then,
on a swing set.
Yeah, so then we see Alan on a swing set. Javert walks in, decides to sit on the next swing next to him, and just
they're both
swinging.
And my immediate comment was just Javert's just I just imagined in my head Javert's like, "We, Master Alan." We indeed.
Are you having fun, Javert? Yes, my friends.
No, that's... I had blocked this from my mind. The fucking awkward comedy in this.
Yeah.
Oh, with the
takoyaki, like those weird close-ups. What's his name? The
Sayanji.
Sayanji, yeah, like, I'm going to eat this and there's nothing you can do about it.
Would you like one? Oh, wait, you can't eat.
Splendid.
Which, by the way, leads me to, why can't they eat? They never explain that.
Because
they're ghosts.
They
that's
really
bullshit.
Need...
Why doesn't he at least try?
Because they're immoral. They don't need food.
It's not about need.
Sayanji won't let them.
That's bullshit.
No.
So
did you guys ever think that maybe Sayanji's just a dick?
He is a dick. Why doesn't Alan just take one?
Here was the thing, though. This was, like, really half of this was real super serial, like, drama.
Yeah.
Right? And you got the awkward comedy. So led me to this theory that here's what happened. They had written two scripts, right? And they said, okay, we're going to use one of these. And they gave it to an intern, both of them to an intern, and said, go bring these to the heads. We're going to, they're going to decide what's what. The intern takes the papers, then halfway there, trips, and all the papers go, whoa! And he's like, shit, I got 5 minutes before I get there. So he just grabbed a bunch in two separate piles. And he went, here!
Yeah.
And that's how we got this weird mix.
That said, I actually really enjoyed everything in this
special. It was good.
You okay, Gar?
It was a weird thing. I was
genius.
Genius, I say.
No, and then just they're on the swings, and then Sanji, they just cut his
uppercut.
He's on a slide.
With the takoyaki perfectly flat in his hands and slides down while staring at them dead in the fucking eyes, holding the takoyaki perfectly, not losing balance for a second.
It's just, like
this man is a master.
And then just you just see like Javert and Alan looking at the takoyaki and they're just all like,
I swear to God, it seemed like an episode of fucking Teletubbies.
Tubby toast! Dinky Winky cause you harm.
I wasn't even trying to get that
color. So, all the scenes with the takoyaki do tell us something of note.
The fact that you can say all of the scenes with the takoyaki is a problem unto itself.
It is, but here's the thing.
There were many.
This proves that apparently the people of the Ganma world apparently just, like, worship round objects.
Bad chicken, bad lamb.
You're consuming those?
Leading to obvious dick balls joke.
Yes, yeah. Worship my balls.
You consume those precious round things?
I get it now. That's why their dad's the emperor.
So wait. Is like playing pool considered the biggest blasphemy possible?
Probably.
No, but what bothered me about like this is that like they already did that when, like, when he saw Kenny and Takoyaki, and, like, it seemed like it was the first time he ever saw it. He's like, you're consuming those? Oh, my God!
Maybe it was, like, the first time in 10 years he'd ever seen them.
No, but you remember
Wait a minute.
This is Alan.
So, they worship round objects, especially eyes.
Yeah.
Because those are considered sacred.
Because they are, like, immortal, and they are icons.
So they're like Zenyatta. All are one within the iris.
Nice.
Experience.
Zenyatta is a Ganma.
Oh my
God.
Zen Ganma.
God, I love Zenyatta.
I know, right?
Overwatch.
I love him too.
Buy Overwatch. Mm-hmm. Good game.
Yeah,
not
you
sponsored.
Play Overwatch,
yet.
You play Overwatch.
Blizzard,
you
sponsor
Overwatch,
us.
And you play Overwatch. Four out of the fucking five of us play Overwatch.
Catch the fever, Gar.
Shadowcaster plays Overwatch. Whitecaster plays Overwatch.
Him. Gar, you live in the fucking room next to where he keeps his PS4.
Adam,
play Overwatch!
I was about to say, you have complete and total access
Gar
to it.
Gar doesn't game, though.
It's high noon somewhere.
Start!
It's high noon somewhere in the world.
5 o'clock somewhere.
Who do you play as most, Lane?
I mean Genji and Soldier.
Who do you play most as Ichi?
Mostly, actually, I would say Torbjorn, mostly.
You like the Torbjorn.
It's been a while since I played, so I'm just trying to remember who.
Who do you play, Raven?
Hanzo and Junkrat.
You bastard!
Can't play Onisan.
Oh, also Reinhardt out of pure necessity.
Right.
Reinhardt's fun as shit.
For me, I would say Winston and McCree.
Yeah.
I'm pretty good as Zenyatta.
Yeah.
Here's the difference. I play on PC where people can actually aim.
Fuck you.
I picked up Reinhardt out of necessity.
There you go.
No, we need a shield.
Can I tell a story quickly? It happened today.
Sure.
This total tangent. I was playing Overwatch before I went to work, right? Just getting in a few matches, and I was playing as Reinhardt in the Anubis level, right?
Yeah.
And people who don't play Overwatch are just gonna go, "What the hell are they talking about?"
Skip a few minutes.
No. We'll take that one. Anyway, so I was playing as Reinhardt, and you know the first marker. Like, in that little, like bizarre level area, right? Okay, so it got to the point where they were pushing hard at us, right? And I swear to God, it went down exactly like this, all right? So again, I'm Reinhardt, and then, because, like, they're trying to, like, push, right? The fucking D.Va goes and does her ultimate, where she
is
blows...
Is this your teams or enemies?
The enemy. The enemies are I'm Reinhardt in this situation, right? She does the thing where nerf this, the thing goes in. I swear to God, it started in slow motion. Because what I did was, you know Reinhardt's like move where he uses his rocket boost to like push something?
The tackle?
Because in that area, there's not a lot of cover, right? Yeah. And our whole team was there, so that thing probably would have like nuked out everyone. I fucking used the rocket boost to push the exploding mech out of the way. Wow. I sacrificed myself
that's
for the team.
Amazing.
That's awesome.
It was, I must see the video.
It was right
see,
out of a movie. I don't see, think it was recorded.
Damn it!
Did I play the game?
I understand completely. One of my things as well, like, we were having a match, and, like, the biggest thorn in our side was the enemy's Roadhog.
Yeah.
And I hate Roadhog!
I took once, I was Reinhardt covering the payload for a bit. I saw their fucking, I saw their Roadhog. I just charged him, grabbed him, and off a cliff we went.
There you go!
And, was, like, everybody have fun without him!
I was going to say, and that is why, if they ever, for some reason in their fucking mental illness, decide to give me the Overwatch movie, one of my stipulations will be Reinhardt needs to die. By tackling
someone off an edge.
No. By jumping onto an exploding mech suit that was accidentally or by the enemy made to self-destruct.
Sure.
And there's gonna be a scene with him and D.Va where she's like, "I'm sorry, it's my fault." He goes, "No, child, it's no regrets."
I almost hope there will be because there sure as fuck isn't a campaign for this very big lore.
Anyways,
back to
Overwatch.
No, Overwatch.
Back to action.
But
Overwatch
podcast so
next week.
That was it. Next week we're gonna see about his time with Necrom Spectre, which I
not
can't wait.
Next week
or whenever.
It's gonna be a bit.
Sorry, whenever the
next episode
one.
Of the Alan special, which will be coming out with the second Blu-ray on July 13th.
Yeah, with the schedule that I made up though, which we're not gonna be seeing that for a
while.
I do really appreciate this. I really do. The second we get any like Power Ranger movie
that's
going out the window.
I do have some plans for the next few months.
I gotta admit to the... I actually enjoyed this.
Yeah,
no, it was nice.
I love this.
Was
I can't wait for more.
It was nice.
So can we talk about the crossover film that all four of you hate and I actually loved?
I didn't hate it.
I didn't totally
So yes, we
hate
can!
Ninja Trains?
Ninja Trains.
Ninjas.
So, we finally got around to watching the Tokyuger versus Ninja movie.
And it was cool.
I gotta be honest, I was not looking forward to it because it's Ninja and Tokyuger.
Yeah, two really shitty things.
I watched it with an open mind and I was like, it wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Okay. I love the villain. Mavro was a fucking
holy
fun
fuck.
Ass villain.
The villain, when he showed up and I was watching this with Gar, I'm like, Kojima? Snake, where have you been?
No, I loved his voice. Just,
hello.
Oh, I really love ninjas. Ninjas are so cool. Oh, your leftovers.
So, just
that's actually a pretty good impression of him. Holy shit.
Before we actually continue, just my way of thinking of if this is a good movie or not is comparing it to last year's crossover.
Bar has been set really low. Again.
Oh, that was like the Tokyuger vs. Kyoryuger.
Oh, okay, so basically just Kyoryuger versus GoBusters. Shit. Tokyuger versus Kyoryuger. Meh. This one. You've actually impressed me.
Especially since it features Bakaharu.
No, especially that it features, you know, an actually decent plot.
You know how well Ninja stuck with me when I spent the first 5 seconds of the movie staring at Takaharu and I'm thinking to myself, what was your name again?
I know.
And right? Then banana innuendo.
Yeah, just Fuka being like, oh, sleeping again, ain't Takaharu? Just non-nomming a banana. I'm like,
this banana's not gonna cut itself, so am I supposed to just stick
I'm
it
just
right
like,
enough and oh hello.
And no, I'm just staring at her eating that banana, I'm like, no.
Would you believe that banana was actually a Chekhov's gun?
Would you believe?
You know what a Chekhov's gun is? Sorry.
No.
It's a setup.
Don't bring up Chekhov.
Oh, why? It's a loss. Yes, but no. Chekhov's gun is a Star Trek. It's named for the Star Trek trope. Where just in an episode of the old school Trek, Chekhov mentioned, "Oh, look at this. There's this new blaster I have." Just way at the beginning of the episode, so we as an audience understand. Oh, that's something that exists. Later, it was used. Right? Uh-huh. Set up and pay off, basically, right? So just so... There's no reason to show this to the audience other than to show it exists to the audience. Fuka eating the banana was something that was set up for later because of the slip.
Yep.
So there was a genuine setup and payoff there. So I can't act like, oh, okay. When I first thought of that, I was like, wait, he slipped on a fucking banana peel. Wait, they set that up.
It's
damn
called,
it!
It's called
foiled again! Fuck!
It's called foreshadowing.
The ninja had actual decent writing.
Semi. It's a type of foreshadowing.
Shit!
So, I noticed that that scene of Takahara waking up was a delicious parallel to the first episode of Tokyo, where Light wakes up in the Shadowline Russia.
Oh, yeah.
It was neat to see. I
oh,
mean,
hey,
obvious.
What are they riding?
It was obvious. Like, oh, hey, where are they going to start this movie about ninjas and train goers? Oh, on a train.
So, yes, yeah. They're going to Dreamy Ninja Land. It's a ninja
which,
theme
ninja
park.
Ninja Dreamland.
Okay,
it was a theme park.
Yeah, Dreamy Ninja Land was the subtitle.
And then we cut
yeah,
to
overtime.
Kinji performing the ninja ending at a concert.
Hey,
so,
that's a real
now,
thing.
I'm sorry, was it just me, or were they all him?
No, they all just had
the backup
same
band
hat.
Was someone else.
Okay, see, because that was the thing.
They were probably dressed like
they were
him.
Dressed similar. That's why
yeah.
I was like, wait, are they? And maybe
that's,
that makes
I did think that, too.
That would have been awesome.
Oh, no, is he using, like, his ninja abilities here?
No. What was happening was each one of them were being dragged into an illusion of their own desires.
So he wants
Kinji
to be a rock
star. Kinji wants to be a rock star, so he's playing at a concert.
Not be with his family that is currently dead.
Or, you know, open or open a food cart. Like
supposed
did.
To be happy movie.
Or open
supposed to be super happy movie.
Or open a food cart like, you know, he did in the end of the show.
I'm sorry, just what you said. He opened a food court. I'm just imagining him, like, at the mall. Like, you know, just like, are you enjoying your meals today? Good.
Yeah!
Ninja food!
And he gets run by a horse in the food court.
Oh, God.
No, but anyways, Kinji singing the fucking ninja ending was amazing.
A, like, heavy metal rock version of it. And did any you guys notice... When he was using the actual Ninja Star guitar,
yep.
His weapon, with the fucking shuriken on it, and he was playing it, so it should have been creating a violent hellstorm!
No, but it created rock and roll.
The shuriken can't do that.
Yes, it can.
It's a dream, so whatever.
It's called,
and then
it's called
and then Kinji gets pulled... Kinji gets pulled out of it by Kagura and...
It's called Nintendo.
No!
Yeah.
What's funny about that is, like, Kagura just, like, shows up, and then you just see, like, his face, like...
Dreamweaver! I think you get me through the night.
She's
yeah.
a babe!
Swing!
Because it's 1997.
Hey, that's 91. The same year I was born.
91. It's 91.
Which means you don't get to talk.
It's like,
yeah,
hey,
you're
come
Goo
Goo
Gaga Gar.
Hey, come, Goo Gaga come walk off randomly with me, okay?
Okay, lady.
I can do it.
So then we come back to Takahara waking up again, and then it goes the same shit, and then it turns into an episode of Go Busters.
This is for skipping.
Apparently, the dreams of Nagi, Yakumo, and Kasumi are to be spies.
No, just they all
or
have
at least
real
that's
guns.
The illusion they get led into,
but
and
just,
they get
they all had real guns except for Fuka.
See, I was gonna say, wasn't it who was it? Sorry, the yellow one. I was
Nagi.
Nagi.
Wasn't it his like? Fantasy?
Yeah,
but
was,
apparently
but
they came along for the ride because
yeah.
they disappeared too.
Because they realized,
just,
okay,
they,
guys, we don't have enough budget
yeah.
or time to do all of
we
them.
We can't spend time on everyone's fantasies. Group up on this shit.
It's kind of interesting that Nagi's fantasy is being a detective to me.
Which is fine. Which he's like he's
no,
like the young one.
Which means to be knowledgeable.
Yeah, there you go.
No, and then like they're
more,
doing the mission or whatever
more
like that.
Than
yeah.
No, no, but Nagi was a detective.
Alright.
They all had their code names. Fuka was Flower.
No
Yakumo was Cloud. Nagi was
no
Mr.
Wave.
No Wave. I'm like, alright.
I was honestly expecting him to go, like, because he was wearing the full Sherlock, like,
yeah.
old school, like, with the Deerstalker and everything.
And then you think...
it's elementary, my dear sibling. My dear ninjas, elementary.
And then you think they're fucked, and then you just hear a...
People jacking off?
No,
sure.
a kendama.
It's like,
they call me the kendama detective. Nobody calls you that!
Yeah, just Kendama Detective returns, and you just see Hikari's just trying to fucking nail it so hard.
This is after he beats the living shit out of the enemy
yeah.
spies with his Kendama.
Yeah, with his Kendama. It was
amazing.
Have any of you seen Forget About It?
No.
Yeah.
Before. The Yo-Yo episode?
Yeah. My fucking little cousin watched that show. He's like 9.
I just want to splice the scene of Hikari beating up those guards and just, it's a ball in a cup.
Ball in a cup. It cuts to the next delusion where it's like, Fuka's getting married.
I wonder who to.
And then Ichi and Evan, they're like, no.
Please say
no,
she's not getting married
no.
to Takaharu. Oh, thank God,
yeah,
he's in the stands.
Yeah, just Takaharu's in the stands. Going,
I know, right?
So proud of you.
It's like, wait,
Awkward pan.
If you're there,
and I'm just
and
like,
I'm here.
I'm like, is it gonna
where
be?
The fuck's that?
Is it gonna be? Is it gonna be right? Is it gonna be right? No. It's Akati.
And he's not even trying to pull them out of the illusion. He's like, no, this is happening. This
no,
is my fucking
going,
chance.
If I can't get Mio's heart, then I'll get this random chick's heart.
Actually,
I did. It was funny because
I
just walked.
Can I just child bride?
Yeah.
Child group.
Whatever.
Right? Because, Luke is 17.
That's why it's okay.
And Tokati's a child!
Yeah.
They're both underage, so.
Exactly. Child group.
But then Mio.
Thanks, Japan.
Mio just fucking bursts in. No!
Actually, no.
Cassandra!
Oh.
Cassandra!
God, so many wings here.
Oh, dear
ones.
God, no.
Sorry!
Like all
wrong
road.
Wedding!
They just all turned. Son of a bitch.
Son of a
you know what was great? It was funny. We were watching it, and Gar's like, oh, look at that. I guess they're losers. They don't have... What'd you say? Sorry, they're losers. They don't have anyone there?
Yeah, yeah.
No
like,
other guests?
Yeah, it's like, nobody there. Jerks.
It's a private wedding. It's a private wedding. They elope.
No, wait. Which to I said, wait, then... You know what? This ain't legal anyway. No witnesses.
Takaharu.
Technically, he was.
Takaharu doesn't count.
He wasn't there in that wide shot. And you know it.
Takaharu doesn't count.
Takaharu just looks at Tokati. You punk.
Just
you stupid.
All
stupid.
The
you're not worthy.
The mooks show up, and then I'm just here losing
they're
my shit.
Suits.
Where it's like
Shukurage wearing the suits.
No, not even that. Just the priest was a mook.
The priest was a mook.
Just you see the priest in the background, just.
Gar, didn't you hear? You're a mook.
Right?
Yeah, you're mook caster.
I like to think that that one guy, that one
wait,
mook was just like,
caster,
he was just living, he was living vicariously through that, and you know you're sharing. Where he's just like, you know what? I always wanted to be a priest.
Show that red
zero contacts for
gummy bag! You're fucking sharing that shit with
like
us.
That one mook, sorry.
Red caster has pulled out his giant, delicious gummy sack.
Where the
oh,
fuck
yeah.
did you get that?
The,
like
the ether.
Oh,
the ether.
Just imagine that one priest, like, okay, sorry, that one mook, sorry, going, oh, like, they're all like, okay, we're gonna need someone to pretend to be a priest, and one guy's like, this is my chance. I always wanted to be a priest.
The day of prophecy.
No, then, like,
understudy!
You have the most iconic, like, crossover film ever. Like, the generic thing in crossovers. Wait, you're a hero? Wait, you guys are heroes? What's going on
they
here?
They kind of rush that moment where, like, all four of them hinching together, and they're like, oh my god, they also changed!
Yeah, and then it's like, they go back to the train. And it's like, no, they meet the yokai train. Which is basically just a Kriner.
I
love a yokai face.
I love
literally.
The yokai train.
I actually like the design of this guy.
Yeah. It was neat. A little uncreative, I think. They literally just slapped an oni face on the chest of a Kriner and made it a normal-sized monster.
Boom! There's your monster.
So, the monster's name is Wani Yudo. I'm sure that's a pun I don't fully understand.
I'm gonna rip this bear's head off.
Sure. One thing I wanted to mention. During that spy fantasy, do you notice that Fuka's using the goddamn fucking Gamma Gamma Jew and the rest of them have actual guns?
Yeah, we mentioned that.
That was... Oh, you did? I didn't hear.
I think Gar did.
What?
You mentioned that, like, someone mentioned they had guns, but not...
Yeah, they all had guns, and then Fuka was the only one using the frog gun.
Yeah. Because Fuka.
Yeah. No, it's like, basically, they get back to the train, and they're like, we fucked up, you guys were supposed to get off the train, and then, like, all the windows barred up. A few scenes later, you know, Tokai was able to blast off the bars. It's like, you could have done this whole time?
Yeah.
You fucker. You could have gotten off this train.
Mm-hmm.
Like, back in the city!
Well, with Tokati and Mio talking to them in there, and everyone else talking to everyone else at the dojo, through their combined interactions, we get a recap of the Tokuger story, which is a pretty accurate representation.
We go on adventures.
We were children, we went on adventures, we did a lot of
wait, no, they didn't
shit.
Say that. They didn't say they were children, because remember at the
no,
very
no, no.
end?
No, yeah, yeah. They didn't say they were children, but they did say, the conductor made us adults again, and nobody fucking questioned that statement.
Nobody's like, everyone kind of looked at each other weird for a second, like, fuck, did she just say? Okay,
that's
fuck it.
That's great.
No, it's like,
and at the end, they turned in the kids and was like, oh, what? What?
But no, the best line ever gets said during the scene. So, the villain of this movie, Mavro, is the Shadow Line's dark scientist who had just come back from his dark vacation.
Okay, that might have been different in the Nihon sub, but over time, yeah.
No, they actually said, like, Yami no whatever the fuck vacation
over
word is.
Over time, we actually translated the fucking dialogue properly.
No matter how stupid it is.
They went on a dark vacation.
It's a baby gummy bear.
It's a dark man.
Yeah, pass me those gummies.
Dark night with a dark.
This episode's brought you in part by gummy bears.
By random ass gummies.
Eat the heads first, you sadistic fucks.
I know I do!
Again, I was just giggling over how meteorite's going to crash. Like, crash into my ass.
You know what I had a tendency to do when I eat gummy bears? I don't know why. I bite them in half vertically. Like, so, like, down the middle, like this.
Can we please just call this episode just getting off track?
Done!
That's what they did in the movie!
But yeah, I love the one scene, like, after they shoot the window open and, like, the two female rangers just, like, run into each other and fucking spill out the window, and you just hear Mio fucking shriek in terror.
Yep. Somehow they're okay. Then there's this Tokai trying to catch up. This guy's... Wait, why am I just surrounded by chicks?
That's so horrible! What? It's a Zenyatta, like, throwing a bunch of fucking Rowlets. And I'm like, that's horrible!
No.
Getting off track.
No.
Thanks, Overwatch.
But yeah, QAmon was here. It was like, oh, your friends. They went that way.
You don't get to go that way, because fuck you.
Then,
I'm going to sit here and explain what's going on in there for you.
So
and
you
I've... And I've now distracted you for long enough that you can't stop what's happening in there. Thank you. I'm out.
Yep.
I'm out, bitches.
That was pretty much
speaking of getting off track because of Overwatch. I have now decided what my ship will be in Overwatch.
Oh.
Bastion and D.Va's mech.
There you go.
I have
hashtag
six
got tired.
But no, just one thing that actually made like Raven here like confused as hell. Were the real ninjas in the movie. Okay, quote unquote real
ninjas. I wouldn't
ninjas.
Say confused as hell. The real ninjas popped up and I was like, oh shit, he summoned the A-team from history.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ!
So it was Hattori Hanzo.
The one you most likely know.
Oh yeah.
Because Ryuga Wagateki, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
Yay.
It was, who was the second one with the spear? I can't remember his name.
Spear guy.
I know there was, like, Satoru Sasuke or something.
No, Sarutobi Sasuke was the third one, the fist fighter dude.
The one you might know.
Fuma
and then the one
something.
You probably don't know.
Oh, Fuma Kotaro.
The one you don't know.
The one with the spear.
Yeah, no, the three of them, I'm just sitting there like, oh god, Takaharu is so boned.
Right?
And the scientist dude who clearly has a boner for ninjas is just explaining all of their, like, oh, he's the head of the Iga clan, and he did this, woo!
He was an elite kind of ninja.
They were all... murderers.
You idiots! We've all got ninjas!
So
there's a neat little fight where these ninjas, like, straight up do some pretty interesting acrobatic shit.
And honestly,
I'm assuming these are, like, all real, like, you know, like, guys and stuntmen.
They were probably, yeah, stuntmen.
But yeah, Takaharu
got
tried.
Fucked.
He tried. No, against those three people, you're boned.
What's the joke here? What the hell's Takaharu doing? His best.
Yeah. Unfortunately, that's not enough.
In everything.
Unfortunately, that's not enough, and he gets apprehended, and he gets his body stolen to create
Digifuse!
Yami Akaninja.
I thought this was actually a very interesting idea, what they did here.
Yeah.
Where he fused the three spirits of the actual ninjas, they just needed a vessel. That vessel was Takaharu's, like, morphed body.
Oh my god. It's Zoo of the World.
Wow!
There you go.
Insert babies, they are babies here.
That's the owner reference he did
Ninjas
there.
Ninjas the world.
That was, yeah.
It's actually a good catch, actually.
He did
yeah.
conductor. Like,
they're all doing the owner face from Denno when he drops the spoon on the flag on his rice.
You bastards, I was doing Macaulay Culkin.
Well, you were doing that. I was
Kevin! Kevin!
Oh, shit.
Kevin!
He already laughed.
Yeah, they're all gone.
Yeah.
Anyways.
But yeah, Takaharu was able to survive because of his...
He gets shat out of this evil experiment, literally.
No, he survives because Red Ranger.
No, it's like...
Yes.
So they're in this ghost town.
And now
just
he's a ghost.
Just Takaharu shows up. Hey, I'm here to help.
I was expecting
the
X-Men
theme.
Wow.
It's my thing.
You know what I was kind of hoping would happen with Kinji? Like, they got to a ghost town. I was kind of hoping you'd make that joke. There's nothing on the ghost towns in America, like the Old West.
Yeah, I think that was a missed opportunity to make some cowboy references.
Yeah,
with Kinji.
Right? Like, oh, or he doesn't even need to be sanctimonious ass about it. He could just be, you know, one day I gotta show you guys the ghost towns in America.
Yeah.
Like, something like that. I don't know.
There's werewolves.
There's fucking werewolves out there, though.
So Takaharu gets shat out of this evil experiment, and now he's a ghost who's going to die after some time.
So like Vegeta.
And I couldn't be happier about hearing that he was going to disappear, because I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm sorry. Takaharu's just a shitty fucking writer.
I mean, Takaharu's gonna die. Forze got fucking removed from existence in that one movie.
If only
Tokyuger never happened, we'd be pretty good off.
Without Tokyuger, we wouldn't have Akira.
What I like to think that was going through Light's head when, like, Takaharu actually disappeared, he's just, like, standing there. Oh, I guess I'm the better Red Ranger. Sweet.
Do you know what I was thinking of? There's that bit from the Donald Glover stand-up routine. It's on Netflix. You should check it out. Where it's just like, oh no, Takaharu's dying. Good.
I'm
glad you're in a dilemma.
I was just thinking about that. Like you were just saying, Lane, like when Takaharu vanishes later, I just imagine Wright in his head just going, wow, guess I was right.
Yep.
Also, just that fucking one scene where they're. Can we talk about how the villains from Tokyuger were just.
Oh my god!
Schwartz was the best
revived as famous fucking ninja.
Half
ninja.
Here's the thing, they really half assed that because it was literally just them in their costumes.
See, no, they half assed it, period. Okay, we want to have more fucking ninja guards. We don't have the budget for costume. Let's just reuse some Tokyuger costumes.
How many? 3 out of 4 of them?
Yeah, I know, right?
No, 3 out of 5 of them, actually.
It's like, instead of just making actual ninja costumes and having stuntmen in them, let's just use the freaking Tokyuger villain costumes again.
And just give them ninja powers.
Except for the bitch.
So...
Oh, that was... She supposedly had ninja powers.
No, the other bitch.
Oh.
Mork.
Oh, yeah.
Marcus Mork.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't need to be there.
Good, because I hate her.
What bitches are here?
So, we have Schwartz,
one,
who comes back with the powers
two,
of Ishikawa Goemon.
Yeah.
I almost... I really wanted him to be, just be wearing the Goemon Damashi parka. That would have been amazing.
Yup.
Noir comes back as Mochizuki Chiyome.
But they make a pun about that, because it's the lesser-known one.
Yeah. And... Baron Nero comes back as Kiriga Kuresaizo.
Yeah.
And you were not happy watching those.
No, not at all. I'm just sitting there like, hey, it's Schwartz, cool. Ishikawa Goemon, no.
And he attacks with a flurry of money in the scene.
What are you doing?
And I'm just like, Noir pops in and I'm like, I barely know who that is, so fuck it, whatever, I don't care. Nero's Kirigakure Saiyan. So fuck you guys! Seriously!
Oh my god.
But yeah, it's like, only way to get. Like, let's go save him! Yeah! Shit, we don't have any of the trains! You guys got the support rations.
Where's Dieselo? Where's the others?
Hey guys, we have our own train?
The Galaxy train.
Just gonna ignore all that.
Hey, the ninja's standing there. We have a train.
Yeah, no one brought that up.
Yeah, we got a pair of legs.
We've all got trains.
You ready? We've all got legs.
We've all got trains!
That's just like,
there's even a nice...
We use the art of ninjas. And then, like, Yakumo pulls out his wand and does something to them. And then Nagi's
yay,
like...
Yay, we're ninjas! And Nagi's in the back of the...
That's magic, though.
And just Yakumo gives him this look like,
just,
oh, yeah!
Shut up, Nagi!
Oh, shit! No, you're right! And
you
then
know,
it just cuts off, fuck it. Whatever.
They also really missed an opportunity to make a ha-ha joke here with Yakumo. Like, where it's just like, yeah, I remember going on a train to school every now.
Yeah.
Harry Potter.
Damn it.
That's
damn
two.
So,
and
so
yeah.
in using Yakumo's magic on the Tokyugers, he gives them ninja geese and makes
ninja
them,
powers.
Gives them some outfits. And I thought those outfits were adorable because, like, you see the different colors that we didn't have before, like Hikari as, like, a Mido ninja in the gi, and they all have the little Tokyuger emblem instead of
that. Probably the highlight of the movie.
Yeah.
Actually, because that was a fun scene. That was honestly a fun scene.
And then came the frigging, yeah, no, we're going to fight those three guards.
Scene. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
And,
For crossovers,
yeah.
There's a lot of cross-dressing going on.
Get it?
It's
yeah.
a crossover
it's like,
movie.
That scene.
I love how you just completely innocently were like, my god, they do a lot of cross-dressing in the crossover movies. I wonder why. And I just turned to you. You just fucking answered your own question.
See, that was like, you know, see, here's the thing. I've said before on this show, I'm a huge fan of cross-dressing for comedy. But I really am. I think it's hilarious. Like, I mean, Dame Edna is one of my favorite things.
Mulan.
Mulan's a great movie. No, I mean, there is honestly, I'm fascinated by it. And I think it's funny. And they use it tastefully, even in these kind of things here.
Yeah.
Where it's just, I mean, the joke is, yes, you got these two really beautiful women, and then there's the one guy who's doing it, and it's always, oh, the violin's like, oh, you're the one I want.
Yeah.
The best was, what was it, the last thing we watched with cross-dressing?
Deck Ranger.
Yeah. The best about that one was how they just openly acknowledge, like, the fact, oh, he's into women who are manly. Like,
yeah.
With muscles or
not
and
that,
hair.
Like, the one who, like, Tetsu. Who dressed up as a girl in the crossover, even though I wasn't here.
Go listen to our Decasember episode.
But no, for real, like, in this, like, he just, you know, he goes, because it was Kinji, right?
Yeah,
Kinji. And Kinji, the actor, is really playing it up with the fan. I'm like, oh my.
No, but then Fuka
now,
just, like...
I just want to mention one little thing there. You have the three of them there doing their thing, like, trying to be all, oh, look at us, all fragile women here. And I'm just looking at this like, Kagura, you were, like, 8.
No,
yeah.
But then
it's like you're 8. What are you doing?
But then Fuka, she like opens like her robe just a little bit,
a little bit
and I'm like,
and I'm just like, Fuka, fuck off.
I know. Right?
I was like,
I just love how like Kagura and Fuka, they're like, oh, I've injured myself. I did a
now,
thing.
If it
and
was Kasumi. No, I would be honest.
Kasumi would not do shit like that.
Here's, okay,
she's smart.
Let me finish my thing here. But, like, so yeah, the first two of them are like, oh no, we've injured ourselves, please come help us. And it pans to Kinji and is like, I have also done something.
I also.
Yeah, I know. Fuka did that. I was like,
this is a funny scene.
Yeah.
I did like how the girls reacted to it. It's hard not to be a little insulted.
Yeah.
And that just the one thing that bugged me about Nero, like, Baron, though, just the random hair piece that they added onto his
head. I don't think that was added.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, that was added. That's never been there.
Oh, then, I don't know. You were noticing his mouth, which was there before.
That was
you.
Yeah, that was
Lane.
Yeah.
Oh my god, he has a mouth!
Yes.
Yeah,
he's
I never
always...
noticed he had a fucking mouth.
He has a hat, too.
What's next? He has a cane?
Yes!
Oh, shit! We should
yeah.
go wake up Paul.
What's next? He's voiced by the guy who plays Lelouch?
Oh... Was he?
Yeah.
just and silence. I love how they get past Noir. They just fucking shadow clone Jutsu and fucking Zerg Rusher.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
and then Tokati fucks it up. Because
it's Tokati.
And then they did like the flying thing. I don't know what that was.
Little kite thing. Flying ninja trick.
Super kite. With Kun friends.
Oh, yeah. And... Fangirl!
And just...
Did they just fucking spin
no,
her around
because,
and like, whoa!
No,
because
I wasn't expecting what was going to happen because, like, Fuka was, like, starting a jutsu and I'm like, there's no shuriken in your soul. What are you going to do? And then just Kagura just jumps in, Fangirl! I was like, oh, no.
Wheel of Morality. Turn.
Get spun like a goddamn fan blade.
Wait. Aircaster, you wanted to say something about the fangirl scene?
He likes it.
Yeah, no, I see why
he likes it.
Yeah, he likes it.
Which would have been the best,
no,
best thing ever, sorry. Would have been, hey, Windcaster, how'd you feel about that? Just shuts off.
I know, what I was saying a second ago, Wheel of, just as Cogger's spinning, I just wanted to dive in. Wheel of Morality, turn. Tell us the lesson that we should learn.
Matt,
the moral of today's story is, don't spin children!
See, my thought was more along the lines of, well, I haven't seen a person spin that fast since the Elder turned people into shurikens and cut tanks with them.
but yeah, in the previews for this movie, just, oh my god, Dark Akininja looks so dumb. In the movie, oh, Dark Akininja is pretty badass.
Yeah.
But like, he
even like the fucking black shuriken was
like, he doesn't even
badass.
Like, he doesn't say much, but damn, he can move.
Oh yeah.
In which, actually, that's one thing I enjoyed, where when Wright and Takaharu were fighting against him, Takaharu couldn't morph, so Wright was like, here, use the default sword. I got my own sword.
So,
own sword.
They all get into the village, and we have this nice little fight scene where Wright and Takaharu team up, And the funny thing is, the villain had been calling him Leftovers the whole time because he was literally the leftovers of the experiment.
Oh my god, wait a minute. Right.
No.
Let me say it.
Let him say it.
So we effectively have a team up of right and left overs.
wait. Sorry, let me,
Ow.
We'll be here all week. Tip your waiters. Take my wife, please.
Take my right.
Okay, that's three.
Anyway.
No, it's like,
so what happens towards the end of this fight? Hit him with the Hulk stick.
I'm being actually attacked now. We're keeping that in here all summer.
We just need
a kiddie pool in here.
We just need Akira. That's what we need in this
movie. Yeah, there he is.
Akira finally shows up. Where are you?
And he's playing the fucking harmonica.
Yeah, walking.
Yeah.
Out of the heat fog, too.
That makes sense.
This is my response. Why is Akira always show up late to this shit? Because he's not riding his train, he's walking.
Yeah.
everyone else rode the train. Akira just walked.
But here's the thing.
That's why he's late.
But how did he get in there?
Well, he walked.
No. They're in a ghost town. Where direction did they go in?
They're in the freaking Shadowliner town.
So how did
he...
He walked through the tunnel. Also, he's a shadow.
There's a wire by my face.
I know that.
Then get it out of your face.
Ow!
Quiet, you.
Oh, dick in your face, too!
There's one thing that I actually do. There's another thing I enjoy about these crossover films. Good God, the fighting. Like,
was pretty good.
It really takes it up a notch. Yeah. There's something later I want to mention, too, on that regard in terms of budget. Kira shows up. They have their fight. And then...
Oh, God, that camera
he cuts. I love how he cuts off his own catchphrase and is like... Wait, I'm not trying to die. I actually want to do my job.
This is where I do my job.
I'm sorry. What were you trying to say the first time? I really want to know.
Just one more time.
I'm a little deaf in this ear.
Hashtag Shinibasho.
But then what happens to Takahara?
Disappears.
No, not yet. Not yet.
Yeah, there's still a lot to get through.
Yeah.
After a brief little fight scene, we get our Zoogier cameo.
Oh, sorry, that was it. Yeah, that one.
Yeah, even totally Evan pointed out, it's like, is this a Zoogier cameo? How did you know?
And then Zeo Eagle pops in. Yeah. No, it's like, how did you know? Well, the current Sentai villains are currently about to attack people and no one's around, so...
This
is about the point where the cameo happens, because it's somewhere that nobody else is
going
to help out.
And if you think about this, this crossover takes place before they get their final mech and ninja, and the Zoogers have been fighting before Zoo of the World, so does that mean this takes place, like, months
after? Non-canon!
Oh, right. I forgot about my catchphrase. Non-canon as fuck!
Yep. Sure. Yeah. I mean, aside from that, I think it fits well in the canon.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does. It fits well in the canon.
Let's just
pretend what actually happened is Juan Udo just fell off a cliff.
Okay. But now, there's the Daddy Ninja stuff that we totally just skimmed over.
Oh, yes, you didn't want them to go rescue Takaharu because it's like... Oh, if you all get consumed in darkness, then darkness will spread faster.
You're consumed, you're not getting dinner. I don't know.
Daddy Ninja was weird in this movie. Let's move on.
But yeah.
God.
But yeah, cameo happens. It's like, wait a minute, were they the bad guys? I don't know.
And Amu just runs and asks, are you bad?
Are you bad? Excuse me, I know this is a silly question. Are you bad guys? So what if I am? He said it.
No.
You said it. That's admissible.
Yeah, that's a bad guy. So
it's
they beat
a bad
them,
guy.
And then it's like,
cool.
Kill. No, it's like, don't underestimate us. They kill him. Like they killed the yokai train guy. But he's like, I'm sorry that I underestimated
yeah,
you.
That was great. But no, what I loved about this cameo was their roll call because we actually see them do their like poses, but not spinning the fuck around.
Because we don't have a budget for that.
And it's interesting that after each one does it, when the next one does it, we see the previous ones in the background. I thought that was really well shot.
Mm-hmm.
Zoogier
rips the shit out of Juan Udo and the Chukurage. Moving on.
Back to the fighting of Aka Ninja, where it's like, damn, they're just going all out. Like, they're running through the mountains. They're running through the quarry. Just holy shit! How long?
I just love how Takaharu just jumps out of the fucking air and like tackles Yami in the middle of his attack. That was great.
It's good.
And goal!
And then the other Rangers show up, and it's like, here, use our rainbow cannon. What's the one thing your brother hates?
The minute she said
good
that.
Good characters, good writing, good design, actually having a personality, not getting laid, having a girlfriend stick around, students, actually believing himself, actually having
no, he believes
siblings.
In himself. He doesn't, I wouldn't say
that was savage.
Wow.
Doesn't give two shits about his father.
Okay, you're going a little far now.
Fonzie.
Fonzie. Sev.
Bueller.
Bueller.
Why are you sticking to Shrek Dick here?
So, because it's Takahiro, how do we defeat the creature inhabiting his real body?
I'ma punch it!
No, they shoot a fucking red pepper at it!
Then
he punches it!
Red Pepper Ninja!
It's like, yeah, I did.
I'm sorry, I thought we were talking about Takahiro's solution to this. I'm gonna punch it really hard.
No, that's the Carter Grayson thing. That's the Carter Grayson way.
No, that's the Diamond Masaru method.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna punch it and maybe soup up my Digimon at the same time.
This is funny, like, you can clearly tell they just took, like, this red pepper headpiece and just put it.
It's
the
same one that he wore in that haunted episode.
Yeah,
in the fantasy episode.
Yeah. So they shoot the fucking red pepper at it, and it starts raining peppers for like a fucking salvo, and it just becomes a helmet on him. And my immediate reaction was, Pima Ninja!
And then and then Takahiro proceeds to punch him, and then just disappears. And you're like, you idiot! You just killed yourself.
Yeah.
And then he disappears.
Shit! That was my body.
And then he disappears.
Oh, wait. Actually, that was the one time I actually liked Takahiro as a character. He knew what was going to happen.
Yeah, no, he even said it himself. He's like, if that's how it's got to be, all right.
And that was the one time I was like, okay, you know what? That's pretty damn selfless of you. You know exactly what's going to happen, but you understand it has to be done. And even though it's for the greater good sort of thing.
Right.
That was the one time I just went, okay, you know what? Good on you, man.
And then he disappeared, and I screamed.
It figures the only time Takahiro could be interesting is when he's about to die.
And then, like, he disappears, and then Light does his, like, no, I see him coming back. I know it's gonna happen.
And who shows up, finally?
Yoshitaka!
Oh, I thought you were gonna say Conductor.
Oh, he's
there's like, none of him in this movie for some reason!
So pretty much Yoshitaka is just telling Takahiro, oh, you're gonna give up this easily, oh, you should get your shit together.
Blah,
and
blah,
then,
morale boost.
No, and then he says...
Paul.
Hey, Paul. Imagination.
Yeah, so he like inspires Takahiro by telling him to use the power of imagination, and I just love the shit out of his completely half-assed delivery on that word.
Imagination.
I think it's called imagination.
And I'm just like, I'm not getting paid enough.
Guys, there's a wire.
I'm gonna die.
Yes, we know, Gar.
I've checked out after reading the script of the last few episodes.
So then, through the magic of wanting to come back, he comes back, as predicted.
Surprising everyone.
Did we mention Akira came back?
Actually disappointing.
No, it's like, Takahiro comes back, it's like, yay, Akira just rolls in. All right, that fight was going on.
Yeah.
And then they all stand up to do their awesome fucking roll call.
And to quote Ankara, it's time. And they all do the epic team-up morph together.
Yep.
And Tokyo's was fucking awesome.
They didn't do the wow at the end of Star Ninjas. That
because
sad.
The audience
I did
is
it in
supposed,
my head because headcanon.
No,
and I did it out loud.
No, because the audience is supposed to be like,
wow.
Oh my god, was that the idea the whole time?
Maybe.
Wait,
they do it like the first few times just so the audience will do it themselves the rest of the show?
No.
You bastards!
Wow!
No, just like... When they're all together,
you decoded it.
No, when they're all together, you're just amazed. You're so intrigued. You're just so, wow.
God damn it!
Wow!
You bastards used us.
Hey.
Damn you!
Hashtag love the burger morpher.
And then
no, but I love it though. It's like. Ninja, Star Ninja!
Oh, yeah, I love it.
I just love it, just randomly.
I wish Tokyo Nanago just had a quick cameo or mention.
No, Conductor didn't have time.
I don't,
Well, at least they could have shown him, like, doing that.
Was this before or after the Returns movie?
Though? I think it's in between.
It's before.
Because remember, Returns, yeah. The Returns movie is like years later.
Actually, yeah, you're right.
The Returns movie is they actually before. Are grown up.
Yeah, oh yeah, you're right. Okay, so then Nanako wouldn't have happened yet.
No, Nanako was in the past when they turned back into children. Because Conductor became a Tokuger after they went back
yeah,
to
but
their
the adults,
normal lives.
But the adult versions of them went to the past. Anyways.
I don't know.
So,
go listen to Catherine's episode. Yeah.
That said, that movie still holds the record for Tokurokugo's best henshin.
So Mavro sends all like his Tokuger villain mooks after them, but then he's like kind of just skipping along, going, "I'll join too. Why not?
Yeah, I will and also fight."
There's the one thing that really just bugs me a bit though about this team. They're all charging and then random explosions.
Yeah,
why are there explosions?
Cow explosions.
Cows.
Don't bring those up.
No,
anyways.
Those were cow. Cow explosions that would just be like 20 feet high and they're just everywhere even when they're walking.
Be everywhere except where it needs to be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, jumping on a bike.
So the best
exploding.
Part of that whole fight was just Tokurokugo just fucking hucking his weapon at one of the crows.
Oh, that was fantastic.
I need that.
I love it. Every
yeah.
time he discards that weapon, it is glorious.
And we see a bunch of them like fight different ways, like Hikari and Kasumi team up because they're the fucking smart people of their groups, and Shukadi and Yakumo.
No. It was Momo Ninja and Tokuyango team up for that fire slash.
It's actually one thing I really enjoyed, though, about this team up, when you really think of it. Both these six rangers are obscure. Orange and a cowboy.
He's got a point.
They're
yeah, but
obscure.
Akira's monster
oh,
form has
no.
a cowboy theme, and he plays a harmonica.
I tilt my hat, but it's a part of my helmet. So
can
I'm
we please have a song just where it's just Star Ninja and Rokugo and
oh my
playing
God.
A guitar fucking harmonica
that
duet.
Would be awesome!
Which,
please!
That's actually thought, like, that was my thought of how they were actually going to have Rokugo in here. Just like...
Oh, that'd be awesome. Just fucking... Yeah,
hey,
just kids play out.
Harmonica version of the Ninja ending.
Yellow caster.
So we get some nice team-up attacks, especially with the two reds. They do this awesome cinematic little serpentine swerve back and forth.
Serpentine.
Kagura goes Supergirl. Like, literally.
And actually, she flies.
Flies
yeah.
and everything. I was waiting for the friggin' eye lasers.
Yep. With laser beams.
And I love how, like, Tokyo Ichigo tries to use the rail slasher on Mavro, but he, like, reverses on him and sends him fucking flying, just like Zoo of the World did
Ouch.
To a Zoo Eagle.
Yep.
It was great. So after they eventually team up and defeat him, we get the Megazord fight.
Which is what I was gonna say. Like, two things. One, how Gar put it, you know, bigger budget means we can, like, do more cinematic angles and shit, which they had. But the and it looked cool. Like, I like Megazord fights at night. Those always look neat.
Oh, yeah.
But here's the fun,
didn't
funny thing.
I didn't even
notice
it was
You know there's always spotlights doing this
yeah,
shit?
Yeah.
In the background? I'm like, okay, one of two things is happening here. Either A, the people are just going, no, fuck it, it's working, go with it. Or B, the bad guys brought their own spotlight team and there's mooks going like this.
Or,
I don't know which
or,
I prefer.
Or C.
Or it's Fox.
No,
it's
or,
Fox.
Or D. It's the Chipmunks and Chipettes singing. We're
Is that why you were singing that?
Yes!
I didn't pick up on that.
Because at
I'm
the
just
end
like,
of
why are you singing Chipmunks?
What's with those spotlights in the background?
Because with the good of rock and roll, you'll see two boys.
Rock and roll!
I actually like that movie. And I like that song.
I don't like any of those movies.
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
The only good Chipmunks thing was that Batman episode. Ow!
Hey. I also liked Rockin' with the Chipmunks, where they sang a bunch of 80s songs.
Yes.
Anyway,
moving
Tokyo,
on.
It's like, we're gonna more! Fuck. Nope. In
the
water.
The Kuriners knocked them underwater, which was like, oh no!
And
so
they introduce Shurikenshin, and then they can't do Shurikenshin, so they use how Shurikenshin, and still not enough, and then they're like, oh shit, we're boned, and then you hear like, oh, I don't fucking think so,
well,
he busts out of the water.
Before
that, they push the Kuriners into the water, and then they become Super Shredder.
Yeah, like, he comes out, and like he's like this, like, Mavro triple Kuriner mech thingy.
And they gave it the only possible name they could, the Cho Cho Kuriner Robo.
Okay.
We did it, everyone.
Wow. All right,
good night, everyone. We've
officially made that joke twice.
But yeah, so then...
Fuck.
Tokyo just make Tokyo, and then they, and Ticket fucking shows up, and then they decide to make Hao Tokyo, but then they're all like scrunched in into the freaking cockpit, and then you just see Akira like, no!
Are you guys forgetting that my Zord is part of this too?
Hao Tokyo Dio, and he's like super fucking serious,
wait,
and they're all like, yeah, actually, yeah.
All right, fine. Yeah, all right, gosh,
right, wasn't that like? Didn't they make that joke in the series where they combined his magic?
Yes,
yeah. When they made
Chocho
Tokyo Dai, Dio,
they called it Chocho Tokyo first, and he was like, fuck you,
Chocho Tokyo Dio."
Fuck you,
oh,
guys.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I couldn't remember how that joke went.
Yeah. So they're
and
all...
then they're just like, rail him. How with the train?
And then Kagura goes up to like Yakumo's like sword handle thing. She's like, "Oh my god, it's so cool! Oh, can I please like try us?" And Fuku's like, "Yeah,
yeah,
of course."
Does,
like pushes
yeah.
Yakumo back. He's like, "What the fuck?" So then, yeah,
they do operate crush
holding Yakumo's stick.
So they do their big final Hisats operate crush, which involves all of the Otomonin, all of the humanoid Otomonin, jumping atop each of the Reshes for their big final attack.
Dinomaru.
Because Dinomaru is movie exclusive.
Because
yes.
They needed one more. Honestly, there were five of them. There were six of them. There's 12 of them, two on each.
Proof, though, that the Ninja movie was canon.
What was that, Jabba? I didn't hear you.
You want to try that sentence again?
I said proof that the Ninja movie was canon.
Alright.
Yeah. They killed the villain. He's like, "I'm a mad scientist, but this is mad!"
And he was like, "Oh, this is a bad time! Bad time!" And I'm like, well.
And then it's like,
I guess
you
were
stands
a chance.
Yeah. Washoi!
Everybody washoi.
And then before they, like, end the movie, it's like, who's this guy?
They finally look at Akira and go, "Who the fuck are you?"
"I'm Akira!" And he, like, says, like, his entire title of the movie is.
"I'm Tokyo Rokugo. Me no Jiaki." And then Kagura just literally jumps in front of the camera.
Just makes the most horrifying face I've ever seen.
It's our thumbnail.
That's the thumbnail.
Yeah.
And it was about this point that I realized, oh hey, I guess the ninjas can see the imagination trains.
Well, they're ninjas.
And then they revert back to children, and then like they freak out.
The ninjas
out.
Were like the
the Tokyo just turned back to children, and the ninjas shit their pants.
And then it ends the movie with probably...
Well, monsters defeated, Megazord's destroyed. Before you guys leave, there's only one thing we gotta do. Crossover dance.
Yeah, so they do an entire thing, and oh my god, it was just the fucking greatest thing ever. Like, they're all switching... There's just this one part in the song where it's just Akira and Kenji, and just quickly, Kenji wearing Akira's hat, and he's just
making this stupid monkey face.
And I fucking died.
Here's
it was
the thing,
the funniest shit I've ever seen.
Here's the thing, I died also, but because I thought that was Akira making that face.
No.
And then we watched it a couple extra times, and I'm like, wait, no, that's Kenji!
Yeah,
oh, no!
It was so fucking funny. And then they all explode in fireworks.
And then there's the one thing that Sal wanted to bring up, just the after credit scene.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm just like, wait, did they watch Marvel? Did they understand, though, that with Marvel at least means something? Because what was the actual ending scene?
It's just, they get home and, I can't remember his name.
Oh, the dad.
Tsumuji.
Just like,
welcome home!
Welcome home.
It was nice, because, you know, he didn't know if his son was alive or dead sort of thing, right? Where, okay, that's nice. But, like, I was like, what? Why? Why is this after the credits?
Did we need confirmation that they eventually went home?
And then Takaharu's just like...
I was just half expecting Takaharu will return.
In the ninjas of the movie.
Oh, God.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
So... That was the movie.
It was a good crossover.
I liked it for what it... Again, the fact that it was a Ninja or Tokyuja thing, that very low standards going in.
Oh,
yeah,
absolutely.
So I would say that some comedy was born out of disastrous series.
And again, there were some questions that you could ask about the film, like the support rushes the conductor. It's a good crossover.
It's a decent one.
Which I hope the next crossover is Zoolander.
I gotta say again, I was dreading it. Turned out okay.
Yeah.
So
I think that's it for tonight.
I think that's it for Ninja.
Raven's out.
The Ninja V sub just came.
Well, we'll talk about that when it gets subbed.
Anyway. Also fucking confirmed, Mino Ninja is QAmon reincarnated.
You know what's
fuck
better
all of you.
That it's been confirmed, Lane? The Bryan Cranston Zordon. Okay?
Yeah, right?
That's the better.
Bryan Cranston, congratulations.
I actually want to announce something.
What?
Well,
coming out of the closet, Gary?
Again. Besides that,
my room is a closet.
He's got a point.
Next week is the first week of July, right?
Yep. Sure.
So we are starting another theme month. We are doing what I'm calling Ultra July.
Larger than life, Ultraman, searching for heroes.
It's funny that you sing that song.
Because even though we're not going to talk about that at all.
Remember, we're going to Con Bravo at the end
of
the month. And we always talk about American tokusatsu.
But we are troopers.
We always talk about American tokusatsu at panels.
First couple episodes.
And it's Ultraman. So this lines up perfectly.
We're watching Ultraman Tiga Dub.
Oh.
Supers, just nana. Supers, just nana.
Beautiful.
Larger than life, Ultraman.
You're not the only trauma inducer here, so.
You have learned well.
I love that fucking theme song. I'm so sorry.
Well, this was Radio Sentai Cast Ranger.
Last
but
time.
Please like us on Facebook, follow us on Podbean, and follow us on
$20!
And subscribe to us on YouTube. This is Radio Sentai Cast Ranger
and
signing
all
out.
Of our hijinks are on castranger.podbean.com.
All
stop
of our hijinks.
Stop hiling, Ishii.
All
of our
hijinks. I wasn't even looking. I'm just hand doing it.
I wasn't looking either.
Sure. Anyway. The internet wasn't looking. You
anyway,
didn't mention it.
Everyone have a good time. It's great to be back. Play Overwatch.
Yeah, buy Overwatch right now.
Blizzard, sponsor us.
Please.
Yeah, right?
Give
us some exclusive
skins. Come on, we'll give you some money with Warcraft.
We all know you're going to make Torbjorn a Santa Claus skin. Reaper's going to get a fucking Headless Horseman, who knows?
Torbjorn's going to not just get a Santa, he's going to get a Viking skin because of that picture.
His turret's going to have a bow.
Okay, enough about Overwatch. Have a good night.
Have a good one.
Play Overwatch.
Raven, say bye.
Say bye, Raven.
Say bye.
Bye.
Say bye.
Peace, everyone.